My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience, because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips, and support in others, like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Studios 93.7 WEEI-FM and HD1 Lawrence, Boston, and Odyssey Sports Station.
And now we come to the thrilling final episode of our radio drama.
Broadcasting from beautiful and safe Brighton, Massachusetts.
No one knows what it means, but it's provocative. Gets the people going.
The Greg Hill Morning Show.
Ladies and gentlemen, please. Would you bring your attention to me? For a feast for your eyes to see. An explosion of catastrophe.
Starring.
I'm here for it,
bro. I'm sure Greg Hill does a mediocre job.
What is wrong with a man who loves a dog?
Greg Hill.
Like, so when you call us.
I call you sometimes.
And I'm like, damn, what happened? Did something go wrong?
Because I can't. Oftentimes you are texting me and I don't understand the lingo. Okay, so I need to clarify what you're saying.
Featuring the original spark of the Pats dynasty.
All right, what up, adults?
Yes, queen.
I did not know that.
Wiggy.
I shared a photo yesterday in our group chat from Lonnie Paxton.
Oh, you shared a photo?
Yeah, I responded. You commented on it.
Oh, did I? Why did I think that came from somebody else?
What?
Because I was talking to my, actually I was talking to my boy Courtney. You really want to know?
Yes.
My man, excuse me.
I don't remember his name.
Joined by the relationship alpha.
Here's seismologist that turns my tune.
Courtney Cox.
No, my boobs are not even, it is below even waist. It is mid-thigh down of my legs.
What do you mean mid-thigh?
That sounds like a physiological problem if that's where they're hanging.
And accompanied by
the real Slim Shimey. Please.
I'm standing up.
Two big brains behind the glass.
Well, get past that. Like,
talk to me, Daddy.
Curtis and Shime.
When do I get playing time, Dad?
Did you see that?
Dad, the coach yelled at me, Dad.
Oh, Coach.
He used to be on a podcast with you.
Yeah.
Can you tell him to stop yelling at me?
Now.
Sweet, sweet taste of victory.
And I am 100% passing judgment.
It's time for the Greg Hill Morning Show.
This is a godforsaken bunch of... You guys, I've never heard of this name in my life.
On Boston Sports Original.
The vibes are immaculate right now.
You're just all about a good time, a good vibe. That you're a vibe curator.
W-E-E-I.
When I say Greg Hill and you say show... Greg Hill! Greg Hill!
Go!
Greg Hill!
Show!
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen,
morning.
What it do, Mike?
Well, a little bit of breaking cluster F news for those who listen to this show religiously in New Hampshire or in Maine. The big bridge that goes between New Hampshire and Maine, the Pescatawque, I don't know how to say it.
Okay.
That bridge is shut down because there's some sort of an individual with a firearm activity on said bridge. That's on Route 95. Yep. Heading into my adopted home continent of Maine. So,
oh, my goodness.
The officials would advise you, as would most everybody, to avoid that area until they are able to clear that up. Otherwise, everything else on the Thursday before Labor Day seems to be smooth sailing, I guess. Smooth sailing. How is everybody? Courtney?
I'm kind of shook now.
You're shook?
I mean...
Well, is it the individual with the firearm, or you're not in danger?
Right.
I know. I just, one of my best friends lives very close to that area, so I just need to check in this morning and make sure everything's okay.
How many times has that happened during the day where something is occurring in another region and you might have a friend or a relative who lives near there and you need to check in on them?
It's so interesting you say that, because literally yesterday I go to I had a doctor's appointment, and so I stopped in to see my parents because the Sandra Birch Moore story just exploded. We're going to get to that during news.
Okay.
But I had to go talk to my dad about it. And so I spent...
Couldn't do it on the phone? Or
No. This was an in-person meeting.
In person,
But on my way home, I go by Sullivan's Ice Cream, and it just was speaking to me. So I pulled in to get a little ice cream dish.
What did you get?
Coffee Oreo.
Okay.
And
cone?
Little dish.
Okay,
dish.
A little cup.
Dish, yeah. I don't like a cone. It gets too messy. Okay. So while I'm standing there, I'm not kidding, 5 police cars speed by, lights, sirens, everything, heading down Daniel Webster, if you're familiar with the area. I text my parents. I say something bad is going on. And my mom informs me that my little cousin Brooke is working at the brewery Epigram on Daniel Webster. So full panic mode. I'm like, what if something's going on at Epigram? Had to check in. Everything was fine. I don't know where the police officers were headed. I hope everybody is okay.
Yeah.
But everybody in my family was.
Wow. It must be very complicated living with the complete and total anxiety about everything that you live with.
I think I'm handling it better.
You are, yeah. It's probably the medication.
The doctor's appointment yesterday was to go over all my meds.
Do we add meds?
We're feeling good.
We're on the same level.
Yeah, my levels are good. Okay. I passed the anxiety test with flying colors.
Good.
Free your mind. You control what you can control.
Wiggy, you are a special animal that's able to do that. My type cannot.
If
you have anxiety, you can't control your mind.
Wiggy can control it because he just doesn't care. That's why.
Yeah.
If the feds fly by me, I'm not thinking like, damn, are they going near somebody I know?
Oh, no. I mean, if the feds, as you call them, if the feds fly by you, you immediately go and flush the evidence. That's what you do, I would
say. Go the other way, man.
Yep. All right. Well, we have got a lot to get to on this morning's show. And if, unlike me, you have not grown tired of waiting for Gerard Mayo to dramatically tell you who his starting quarterback will be, and you might get that answer at 8:30 this morning when he addresses the media and the fans, and we will, I'm assuming, Shime, we will have that live on this program this morning.
That is correct, Greg.
On a Patriots Thursday. All right. I can't talk much more about it. I have no say in the decision. None of us have any say in the decision. It's an odd thing.
Uh-huh.
Like, if you're going to hold a press conference as he did yesterday, and then you're going to give out tiny Easter eggs about the decision that I'm making now, dramatically, the decision I'm making. Might be down the road, might not be the best decision for the team.
You
didn't hear that yesterday?
No, I knew the press conference was popping off at 1:30.
Yeah.
And for some reason, I was like, I don't know, I got into something else. And then I was at an event last night, and somebody said, oh, Gerard Mayo is supposed to make the announcement tomorrow? And I was like, well, he didn't make it today. I thought that was the whole thing for today.
So did everybody else.
And he was trying to be cute about it.
Well, he clearly wanted to try to leave everybody with the impression that it's his decision, which means apparently he's listening to those who might be suggesting that it's not all his decision. So it was important to him to get out there yesterday and tell you that it was his decision.
Mm-hmm.
And he apparently was unable to inform the players on his football team yesterday morning, maybe. So maybe that's why he was on it. I mean, I don't know. Can you send, like, send an email. Send a group text.
Did they not have a meeting yesterday?
I don't know if they didn't get in there in time. Huh? He said they had a lot to do. It's just a weird thing to hang your hat on if you've made the decision. And you, at this point, you have to have made the decision. We're a week and a couple days away from the start of the NFL season. If you made the decision, then tell everybody what the decision is. There's going to be people that are unhappy either way. So tell everybody what the decision is.
Can I tell you my biggest takeaway from listening to him? It was saying, you know, what might be good for the team week one might not be the same in week two or further down the season. To me, that makes it seem, in my mind, that it's Jacoby Brissett.
All right.
Yeah, I think you're probably right. So I would guess that that's what it means. But
just tell Jacoby and Drake. You know, like, do you really need to have a full team meeting?
I think they all know. I think they all know. I think that's him just, you know, playing with our emotions. You know, I think they all know. Like Big Worm said, you playing with my emotions. That's what he's saying. That team knows. Everybody in that locker room knows. The quarterbacks know who the QB1 is. But we out here where, you know, he's kind of dangling us around.
Here's a 508 text on the Subaru of New England text line, and you can text this program at any time over the next 4 hours or at any time that we are here for you in the morning. And the text says, this is coming from the guy who teases everything until the 9 o'clock hour. Yes, I am aware that in the radio biz that I do tend to tease.
It's a little different though in this biz though.
No, I mean, listen, if that's what Gerard Mayo is doing, if this is some kind of elaborate Patriots tease.
Big market tease.
A big market tease to create interest in the football team, then I guess I'm fine with that. But 8:30, we'll have Gerard Mayo live, and we can gasp when he informs us that it is Jacoby Brissett who will be the starter week one for this Patriots team. But anyway, before that, we got a lot to get to. We will get to our leads coming up at 6:25 or thereabouts this morning. They set it at 7. That's a quick back and forth on what they said yesterday in sports, and we will definitely talk about what Tom Brady says the greatest game that he ever played in was. And so that, among other things, coming up at 7 on today's show. It's a Patriots Thursday or a Patriots Friday on a Thursday, and that means that Patriots linebacker Jelani Tavai will join us at 7:30 this morning. So we'll talk to maybe Jelani Tavai can tell us if he knows who the starting quarterback is.
Oh, he ain't telling us.
I know Jacoby Brissett came on the radio recently and said he's the number one, and we'll see what Jelani Tavai.
You know what Jelani's going to say. I'm a defensive guy. I don't really know what they do down there.
I don't know.
There.
They do things different over there. They're very forthcoming, and they say.
No, not Jelani, though. He's still got that Bill Belichick left in him. Yeah, I focus on defense. I don't know what goes on. I don't even know if the offense practices with us. I'm so focused on defense.
And Courtney has the news at 7:45 and the Red Hot Red Sox front office report coming up at 9. And it is Sam Kennedy who joins us this week. And you got...
Talk about a tease.
You got a great... a DT.
Yeah.
They are D-teasers.
Oh, man.
You got a great effort from Baby Pedro.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And so I'm gathering, this might be my lead, in a way, because I feel like I can take, in a roundabout way, I can take a little bit of credit for the way this team has bounced back the last couple of games.
Right.
And I guess Alex Cora giving those guys the day off prior to a game is maybe making a difference in some ways.
Is that what it is?
Work life balance.
They should use
freaking works.
They should.
Is that what it is?
They should use blue baseballs down there.
I mean, I...
Because I don't know. I get teased so much with this team. You think you're out, you're back in, you're out, you're back in. Which direction they going? They should literally use blue baseballs down there.
I mean, I don't know. Is today's player somehow able to perform better if he doesn't have to practice before 4 p.m. on a game day? Is that what it is?
It's kind of like taking a practice swing for your golf game or going to the driving range. Sometimes you play better when you just go out there and wing it.
Right. Yeah. You get out of the car and hit it.
Yeah.
You're right. Shime, you know about that.
All the time, baby.
So, I don't know.
Well, not that they have you back in, but this is what they do with this. With our emotions here. Another, you know, we talk about the Patriots and Gerard playing with our emotions, but think about this Red Sox team. The other day, we're like, yeah. I mean, they're still three games out of the last wild card spot. You know, when you look at their schedule coming up, it's series that they can win. They got Detroit, New York, and then Chicago, and it's like, all right, Minnesota's kind of playing bad, and you're like, well, are they going to get you back in?
Yeah, well, I don't know. We'll find out, I'm sure, this morning from you if you have been dragged back into the Boston Red Sox. So, a lot to get to, including this. An update from Courtney on what is trending first thing this morning.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Rob on a golf course on Twitch, hot this morning, calling them the Boston Flex Sox.
Okay. Yeah. All right.
Not bad. Not bad.
Unlimited flex time.
Yep.
I just hope at some point Tristan Cassis, this is going to be my lead. I'm firm on it now. I hope he sends me some sort of an autographed 8x10 or something, because clearly I had, at least in a roundabout way, a lot to do with why this team has turned it around the last couple days.
And okay.
I expect something from Cassis. Okay?
That's a tease.
That's a tease for my lead. And I will get to my lead at some point during the show today or maybe tomorrow, like Gerard Mayo.
Well, speaking of Gerard Mayo, he has picked a starting quarterback for week one, but during his media availability yesterday, we didn't get an announcement. We got a bit of this.
When we get, you know, today, look, this morning was a hectic day. We were still working through the roster and things like that. And, you know, as much as you want to have squad meetings, sometimes the time just doesn't permit that. So I'll see you guys right here tomorrow. Is that it?
Hilarious.
Okay. I don't want to be I don't want to be a naysayer, but is he prepared to do the job? I mean, is there too much on the plate? He can't simultaneously tell the guys who the starter is at the same time on a hectic morning that they're trying to figure out who the roster is, who the 53 are. I mean, the 53 was done. Is it too much for him? That's all I'm asking, Wiggy.
Is
the job too much for the guy?
I don't know. I just think that the way he goes about doing things, he talks a lot. He gives you some. He's completely different, but he'll like I said, he's got you all over the place. He does have you confused at times.
Yes, he does. Yes, he does. Yeah.
Well, we will hear more from Mayo during They Said It later this morning. Speaking of quarterbacks, just 24 hours after being released by the Pats, according to Ian Rappaport, Bailey Zappe has a deal in place to sign with the Chiefs practice squad.
Okay.
So Bailey Zappe landing on his feet like I knew he would.
All right. Still early. What do you think of Russell Wilson getting the nod, Wiggy? That'll probably make Derek the Steelers fan happy.
I didn't know who was going to win that starting job. Both of them were playing like doo-doo. And so they gave it to Wilson, huh?
Yeah, I don't know that.
I think that's going to be quarterback yo-yo over there. If Russell Wilson comes out and plays bad week one, you might see Fields in week two. And then depending on he plays, back to Wilson. So they are in a lot of disarray over there.
The Pats have got four players on waivers yesterday. They got linebacker Curtis Jacobs, offensive tackles Demondre Jacobs and Zachary Thomas, and defensive tackle Eric Johnson. The Brandon Ayuk saga continues after Kyle Shanahan told media that he hoped Ayuk would be at practice as he's been cleared by doctors, but practice took place without an Ayuk sighting.
Oh,
so things seem to still be a bit tense there.
So all eyes are on Ayuk. Would it be fair to say that?
Yeah, that is the strangest.
Thank you, Sean.
That is the strangest thing ever. Like, Does he have a contract? Is there a contract out there?
I don't know.
You had two wide receivers. I mean, CeeDee Lamb just signed. So you kind of know what Brandon Ayuk's market is. Did the Patriots offer him north of $30 million? Because why wouldn't you – like, what is he waiting for?
Yeah, and if you're miserable on a team and you hate the team, then go somewhere else. You have options.
Something don't add up.
Yeah. Well, didn't a similar thing happen with Ja'Marr Chase yesterday? Like, he said he was going to show up in practice, and then he showed up late in street clothes?
Yes.
But you know what he wants? I bet he wants more money than Justin Jefferson. Like, I think that I don't know if Cincinnati's given him an offer. With Ayuk, we heard.
Cincinnati's the cheapest franchise in football. They're not giving him Justin Jefferson money.
And wasn't there, I don't know if you reported this, Courtney, in one of your trending, Pittsburgh made an offer to Ayuk.
Yeah.
The Patriots, we made an offer to him, and I feel like there was one more.
There was.
Cleveland
made an offer, so this is weird.
Yeah. Caitlin Clark has broken another rookie record, this time the rookie three-point record in the Fever's win 84-80 over the Sun yesterday. She hit her 86th three to break the record. The Red Sox get another win, shutting out the Blue Jays 3-0. Tyler O'Neill had a two-run homer, while Brian Baio went eight innings, striking out nine. Last one with the Blue Jays at Fenway tonight. First pitch at 7:10 with Cutter Crawford getting the start. You can hang out with Joe Weil at 6:10 for the MassMutual pregame show. Then Will Fleming and Lou Maloney have the call on the Shaw's and Star Market WEEI Red Sox Radio Network right here on EEI and as always on the Odyssey app. That is what's trending. Here's Shime with your weather.
Thank you, Courtney. It's currently 61 degrees, mostly cloudy here in the city of Boston. The high today is only 70.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
If your day sounds like...
we need the report ASAP.
You deserve Modelo. If you've persevered through... you deserve this rich golden lager with a crisp but refreshing taste. Or if you overcame...
two more.
You deserve this ice-cold reward. Modelo, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
Two.
What a nightmare the scheduled 8-day trip to space has turned into for the Boeing Starliner astronauts, one of which is from Newton.
Mm-hmm.
Sunny Williams. She's from Needham. And so they were going to go rescue them with a SpaceX rocket, which they have to launch, I think, next week or the week after, it's if it's going to get there by February. And then SpaceX did some sort of a test launch, and then they shut the transmission off before the thing crashed because the test launch didn't work. So now they're sitting up there. Like, first of all, if it were me, I don't want Boeing involved at all.
Right.
In getting me out of there. Mm-hmm. And I'm not sure I want SpaceX involved if they can't launch a test rocket and have the test rocket work. So the two of them are stuck up there, and they were supposed to be there for 8 days. They're going to be there at least till February, maybe longer.
Mm. Well, they don't know what's going on with Boeing, so they probably don't have television. I mean,
but talk
about earning flex time.
What?
Like, are they getting comp days, Shime, for all of the extra 6 months in space?
Jesus.
I would assume it's zero work-life balance while you're up there working on the space station.
Yeah, probably not a whole lot of work-life balance. Yeah.
The mom of one of them spoke on the news and was basically saying, you know, her daughter's in good spirits.
Yeah.
Like, she loves being in space.
Really?
I mean,
with no return date?
Well, and also the food situation. Like, that's where my mind goes.
Yeah, I think they have unlimited options on the space station.
Aren't you unable to drink liquids in space?
I don't know anything about that. I have no idea. I have never been to space, nor have I done much reading into it. So, I think you can. Why would you say you can't drink liquids?
Well, maybe like closed bottle liquids, but like, wouldn't it just like float out of a glass? And that, I don't know how gravity works, Craig. I'm gonna be honest.
I'm not a physicist. NASA at some point over the last 70 years has created some sort of a vessel that you can drink from in space. Like,
is there like a space bubbler that you have to go up to and you have to stick like the hose in your mouth in order to get the water?
I would assume that they probably have some sort of a cup that has a cap on it, and you can just drink from the straw, and gravity will assist you, I would assume.
A bunch of those those water bottles, what you just flip the top off and you suck out of them rather than, you know.
Right.
Yeah, so it's just a bunch of water. I mean, it's not like they have water.
Shime has a good point.
Sippy cups?
If you Google it, before you needed to suck on a tube or nozzle that was attached to a fluid-filled pouch.
Told you.
But thanks to Americans, crew members are now able to drink beverages from a cup.
Oh, interesting.
Excellent.
Yep.
Ew,
shout out to the Americans.
Does that mean I could get a NASA-themed Stanley, y'all?
That would be cool.
You have 5,000 Stanleys. Do you think you need another one? Every week, you get a new Stanley.
Lauren literally came home from the store yesterday. She's like, look what I got, another Stanley.
Why?
I don't
know. How many does she have?
I think we have 9 of them at the house.
How many can you use at once?
One. I have one. I use the same one every day, too. It's not like you need multiple.
Why are you spending? How much are they?
They're pricey.
Like 50 bucks, right?
At least. Like, why are these people spending a life savings on Stanleys?
So keep you out of cold.
Got to have different colors, Greg. Got to have a good variety.
Yeah, I just do a white one because it matches everything. But there was a Love Shack Fancy one.
Whoa. You match your Stanley to your outfit?
A lot of people do.
Oh,
really?
But that's why mine's just neutral. Goes with everything.
There's not a lot of people who do that. I really,
Greg, you would be surprised. Young Tom is in here nodding his head.
What? Young Tom, who's filling in for the man on the come up, Jackson, who is producing the afternoon show today.
Is that correct?
All right.
Speaking of the come up.
Big Jack.
That's a big jump.
Guy goes from interning with me at WAAF 20 years ago to call screening. To perhaps auditioning to be on the afternoon show producer, man on the come up.
Keep plugging away,
big day.
Tom, what are you talking about? Grab a microphone. What you get a Stanley to match your outfit?
I do not use a Stanley, Mr. Hill. I want to make that very, very clear.
Okay.
But no, it's a very popular thing for college age girls. They have multiple different color Stanleys to go with a different outfit. So I have a friend who has a pink Stanley to go with. She wears like a pink hoodie, or a lime green one to go with her green hoodie, or a white one like Coco if you need one that's more neutral.
Yep. I see. Uh-huh. Okay. All right.
I would see that.
Tom and I on the same page.
Hey, that's the youngest.
And a lot of brands are buying into it. They're doing, you know, there's a Barbie themed Stanley coming out. Love Shack Fancy is doing one, or did one.
I'm surprised. So. I guarantee you, next step for them, Stanley, I said it here, so it's my idea. I want a little kickback when you do it, is they make them like lunch boxes. Where they, you know how, you don't remember the lunchbox?
No,
where
I
there's different
things.
There'll be a Marvel.
Charles in Charge lunchbox.
There'll be a Marvel one.
Yeah, they're kind of already doing that.
They got a Marvel one?
Not a Marvel yet.
See,
I don't
that's
believe,
my idea. They ain't doing it yet. Yeah. DC, all types of stuff.
Yeah.
Oh, good. Taylor Swift.
Here's a text for you, Courtney,
yes,
on the Subaru of New England text line, which says, imagine the nip picks you could slip from space.
Oh.
Imagine.
And gravity would just keep them at my yeah, chin, right?
It would always be perking.
Like, they would just be
perks
up there.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. That's a good place for nudes. Yeah.
Spacicles will be at attention.
Every time I tried to go over the case of Sandra Birchmore with my dad yesterday, he kept bringing it back to the conversations we've had on this show how I've learned my lesson.
I hope so.
With any type of bathtub photos or videos.
Yeah, a lot of questions. I had at dinner last night. A lot of questions about that. A lot of questions about why you were posting a bathtub reel in the first place. About how you happened to go 3 hours when people were DMing you without taking said boob reel down. A lot of questions.
She said it though yesterday.
I know, but
she was thirst trapping.
Not for the boob. I did not want the boob out there.
No, right. But you wanted people to. You know, you wanted people to be aroused of you in the tub.
I don't think about aroused, but it's a reel that shows my weekend. I take a bubble bath maybe every single
day. Courtney,
was part of my weekend.
What's the purpose of putting doing the video?
My legs looked good in the video.
But you wanted it.
Yeah.
You wanted to arouse guys.
Yeah, well.
I mean, I'm not wrong with that.
I don't, like, arouse guys is not how I'd put it.
Well, I mean, you wanted guys to look and be like, ooh, and let their minds wander.
She's like the Red Sox, Wiggy.
Come on, man.
I don't think she's trying to arouse
No, men. But you know.
I know, but you keep using these words.
But like, that's the purpose of, why does a woman put up a sexy picture?
Let me tell you, do you want to know?
Yes,
I hate to say this because then people are going to text in and go, oh, you're such a sexist. Do you want to know why she did it and why every woman does virtually everything that they do in their life?
Okay, please.
Do you want
tell
a
me.
Secret on that?
Yes, I'd like it.
It starts with the letter A. It's called attention.
Yep.
That is exactly why they do it.
Yeah.
That's why they do everything that they do,
mm-hmm,
so they can get attention.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And I'm fine with it.
And I will
That's
say,
fine.
I will say a lot. I mean, for once, now that I'm married, I would say a lot of the attention I am looking for was mm-hmm, there just an alarm?
I didn't hear anything.
Nope. You're going crazy.
Sorry.
Please focus.
It's more for female attention. Like my outfits are, I dress for the female eye, not for the male eye.
Interesting.
Not for the male gaze.
You want the attention of other women.
Like I want a Gen Z girl to say, wow, your outfit's awesome.
Compliments from women might be the most flattering thing, I think, for both sexes, like, on the planet.
Yeah.
What?
Then you must feel really good because I compliment you at least once a day.
Yes, and I appreciate you for it. Yeah. Thank you.
What do you mean?
When a woman compliments how you dress or how you look, it is like, it doesn't, even if it's, they're not your woman, it's just a woman that you know or meet.
Okay.
Ego inflation times a thousand.
Are we to believe that now the new shine, as you refer to yourself around here, is getting stopped on the street and complimented by women all the time?
No, I'm just saying when it does happen, like, you know, if you're out or whatever, and you, like, if somebody says, like, it's just it's a confidence booster times a thousand.
Uh-huh.
You said it started with the letter A, right?
Yes.
And what also starts with the letter A, after the guy goes and gives his attention, he then gets aroused. So, I mean, could we stop it and just be honest? Like, hey, I like to put up sexy pictures so guys can maybe have a little thought in their mind of like, damn,
all right,
how sexy am I?
Yeah.
Well, anyway,
it's all good, baby.
Those two poor astronauts are stuck in space.
All right.
And thoughts and prayers. We're going to get to They Said It at 7, and then Jelani Tavai will join us on a Patriots Thursday at 7:30. But right now, this
is the Greg Hill Show. Time now for The Lead.
It's the time of the season when love runs high. In this time, give it to me easy and let me try with pleasured hands
to take you in this time to
promised lands,
to show you everyone it's the time of the season for love.
Great one, Sean. That is The Zombies and Time of the Season. Good morning. Hello.
Good morning, Greg. It's almost football season, so I'm very excited, if you couldn't tell. That's my season for loving. But today, we were just actually talking about confidence and positivity. Well, I wanted to share a message from tennis player Francis Tiafoe. He was speaking to the media and was asked about, there was a situation with another tennis player, Caroline Garcia, who received a lot of hateful messages after losing a match, some of which involved unaliving themselves and hoping her mother passed away and things of that nature, because people are sometimes horrible and awful. Well, Francis Tiafoe had this to say about dealing with negativity, and I think it's something that we as a people should consider on an everyday basis.
But I think the biggest thing, what I would definitely like to tell, you know, players and, you know, my other colleagues, men, women, like, these people, like, they're gonna follow your life regardless. Like, you know, like, so, like, don't hang your head so low, like, on these things. Like, they're following your life. Like, you don't care about anything that they do. Like, they're gonna continue to follow your life. You know, you, like, you're the prize, you're the important person. So be more upset about, like, you know, the loss or tough time you're actually going to, and don't let your mood get even worse from people you don't know or care about.
Like, count at 416, if you were wondering. does he mean actually or like? But okay, a nice piece of advice.
Yeah, you know, it's just, you know, sometimes I've seen Courtney have to deal with the trolls and the Twitch chat on the text line. Uh-huh. And so, you know, don't worry about them. Let the negative people be negative. Just live your life.
Thank you, Shime.
You're welcome.
I like that. A little positivity for
yeah,
you.
Yeah, trying to spice it up a little bit.
Like
be a little positive.
A little motivational way to start your morning.
Absolutely.
I like what, you don't like it, Wiggy?
No, I like it a lot. I mean, you know, we all have those days where we're like, damn, we're looking for a lead and let's figure out, you know what? Hey, it's a little positive. I mean, if I would have did that, it'd be
you
like,
should do what Wiggy does and just do your 10th Patriots or Red Sox lead.
That's just repeat a lead I did a week ago.
I mean, if I would have done that, the guys would have been like, well,
I don't know what the Bruins are doing with Jeremy Swain.
I mean, like it.
Yeah. All right, I got a positive lead today.
Yeah, we could all use some positivity.
I mean, why don't you let negativity bother you anyway?
I don't anyway. My first 2 years, I did.
My mother said this, if people are not hating on you.
Why did this become a me thing?
No, I'm just saying in general.
Yeah.
Not, I'm just talking to you. We're looking at
you.
If people are not hating on you, then that means you haven't done anything in life.
Yeah.
If you're doing something in life, people are going to hate on you. They're going to be jealous. They're going to be envious because of what you're doing.
Yeah.
Don't let it bother you. I mean, it's par for the course.
Yeah.
It's nice to start the morning with positivity.
It is.
It's just the way it is, man.
It's like, honestly, my guy Tom calling me Mr. Hill. I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah, I bet that got you ready to go for
it. I might institute that as a policy on the show going forward with everybody.
You prefer that over chairman?
I don't mind chairman. I like chairman. When Jackson calls me chairman, I like chairman.
Mr. Hill, I like it.
He does that as an homage to Charlie Jacobs.
I talk to chairman every day.
I like how he calls me chairman, but I would take Mr. Hill also.
All right, Mr. Hill, you got it.
Whatever anybody prefers. Thank you, Tom. Obviously, your parents taught you well.
Good job,
Courtney,
Tom.
Your lead this morning? Yeah, we have time. Yes, your lead this morning?
Yeah, mine is just a question to Wiggy because I saw this come across my desk yesterday and it shocked me. In West Virginia, an eighth grade football player, Cohen Craddock, died after suffering a head injury in practice. It's a terrible story. And when I saw that, I thought it was a one-off for the summer. Turns out it's not. He's the second football player that died this month that involved a head injury. He's the seventh football player to die this month. The other five football players seemed like it was some type of heat-related incident, heat stroke.
Yeah.
I just, because I'm somebody, I hope to have children one day. If I'm lucky enough to have a son, football is something I would hope my son would be interested in, and because I think the team aspect is great for kids. But how do you change this? Because you see seven players in a month. That, to me, seems astronomical. That seems like something is just, we're not taking care of the youth players enough. Mm-hmm. But this was a scary story to me, and I don't know if you saw it.
I saw that, and I think it was a quarterback, and I want to say high school in Alabama or Texas, who was the other kid that died from getting hit. And the other ones, like you said, were some type of
heat stroke.
But there's nothing you could do. And when it comes to that, you just got to, you know, it's part of the game in the sense of, like, kids are going to get hit. You just got to educate them and teach them right and make sure they're hitting in the right way where they're not, they don't have their head down. They're able to see what they're hitting, trying to get their head out of there as much as possible. The heat stroke one, I mean, that's, you know, you see there was a guy in a soccer player who just died somewhere recently on the field. Who knows what that's from? But the heat stroke one, you just got to make sure as a coach you're giving these kids, you know, water breaks, taking the time. If it's too hot, you know, nowadays you might have to get them off the turf and get them onto the grass. So it's just part of the game, Courtney.
When it comes to you and having a son at some point, unfortunately, there are all kinds of risks that he and you are going to have to under. I mean, you're probably more likely as a young driver to be injured or to die in an auto accident than you are playing football.
Of course. So, this number to me, 7 in a month, was shocking. Yeah. And to me, I've never seen a story like that, you know, the last couple of Augusts.
Right, but I think the biggest thing to do, and similar to kind of what we were talking about, if you focus so much on the negative stuff, and I get it's a story out there, but if you allow that to consume you, then you start to live your life like, oh, I can't do this. You know, both of my kids play college football. I knock on wood every day. I pray every day. It's in the hands of the Lord that they go out there and they walk off the field the same way they walked on. So
also, Sean wants to weigh in, Courtney. Zero concussions suffered in Fortnite. Zero. So if you want to go that direction, you can.
A few
go
broken
direction.
Controllers, but no concussions.
Yeah.
All right.
Yep.
I just thought it was interesting.
Yeah, yeah. Very interesting. Excellent lead.
Good job, Courtney.
All right. We will get to Wiggy's lead and to my lead. My lead, I'm taking credit for these last two Red Sox wins.
Okay.
Ooh.
Especially with the performance of Tristan Casas.
All right.
He will tell you why.
All right.
Get to Wiggy's lead and my lead next. Well, big day if you're a Patriots fan. It seems like Gerard Mayo, the head coach of the New England Patriots, may actually tell you who he has chosen as his starting quarterback for this football team at 8:30 this morning when he addresses the media. And we will have that live for you on this show at 8:30. And then we will talk with Gerard Mayo about that decision on Tuesday when we get back after Labor Day. Hard to believe it's Labor Day is here and summer's over, but it looks like it's going to be a pretty good weekend weather-wise. And so I know you brought this up during the news the other day, Courtney, but AAA says there will be 9% more people traveling tomorrow or starting tonight or whenever it is than there were last year at Labor Day. So get ready for it. Cluster Fs all over the place. I'm going to the Cape. By the way, I love the people who listen to the show.
Uh-huh.
I mentioned briefly that I was going to Katuit over the weekend because DM's mom got a place down there. So I got like 15 recommendations on where to go to eat and where to go to hang out in Katuit. Apparently, there's only one restaurant in Katuit. That may be my choice, but the recommendations that you have given are extraordinary.
Mm-hmm.
I just don't know when to go. If I drive down there tomorrow, I'm assuming instant Cluster F Friday. If I drive down there Saturday morning, might be the same. Mm. Like, you can never figure out if people are going to wait until Saturday to go because they all assume that Friday is going to be a nightmare, and then everybody goes Saturday morning.
Are you going right after the show?
I could.
Yeah, that's when you have to go.
That'd probably be the best thing.
I could do that, but
if you wait any longer on Friday, you're going to be sitting in traffic for three or four hours.
You're always sitting in traffic. Have you not? Like, the expressway is an absolute disaster.
Avoid the expressway.
You can't.
Take your bags with you to work. And then leave right from here. You're not all the way avoiding it.
No, I have to get on the expressway from here to get to Route 3. There's no other way.
No, but you're not all the way avoiding it. But if you were coming from your house, you're getting the whole expressway.
I would still get the whole one from here.
Oh, would you?
Yes, of course. Yeah.
Oh, you can't.
He's going to pack.
I thought you grew up in
but you can't come.
You grow up in the city.
Right, but you can't go 90 to 95 and come the back way?
That would be weird if I went all the way out the Mass Pike and then came down 95.
Well, which way would you go?
Hold weird. There's also people coming from there that go.
And if you're going to go 95 at that point, you should just go down 24 and go 495 to the Bourne Bridge instead of going over the...
Yeah.
They just said peak congestion today is at 145.
Today? 145?
Yeah. So I think
that... So people are leaving early because nobody has to work on Fridays.
Yeah. I would guess that if you leave right from work tomorrow, have Lindsay meet you here, and just hit the road. Don't, you know, bother going back into the seaport at all.
Right.
Could do that.
Yeah.
All right. Anyway.
Romantic weekend for you, though.
With the mom?
Oh, well, setting, long
it's kind of nice that you're already friendly with her mom.
Romantic. Oh, I think you can make it romantic.
Oh.
Yeah,
that's
weird.
Romantic. It's
a family trip.
Right.
Yeah, that's weird.
Could be a good place.
It's probably going to be an issue. Like, I'm going to snore and wake the whole house up. I mean, it's like, you know how it is.
You'll blame it on Bullet.
Yes, I will. All right, Wiggy, your lead this morning.
All right, so I have a positive lead.
Nice.
And about the show and how we've met so many great people and the listeners are amazing and we meet so many people. And, you know, maybe I turned a couple listeners yesterday. Positivity. And I got to shout my boy out, Chef Nick, for this one, because my wife got to meet one of her, listen, don't be no dings here, because this is a touching one. She got to meet one of her mother's favorite chefs from the Food Network, and her mother has, has passed on not too long ago.
Where were
Chef
you?
Chef Manit, we were out at Legal Harborside.
Legal Harborside.
Yes, and
Manit Johan, right?
Yes, and your other girl was there too, Chef Tiffany.
Yes, they're friends.
Who made me just offer like, because it was a lot of seafood, but she was doing like caviar, caviar, cannolis, and lobster rolls, and the bread would look spectacular, like these small little buns. But I was like, man, I wish I could put some meat in there. There was a charcuterie section. She goes, would you like a grilled ham and cheese? I said, you know what? I'd love one. Goes over to the charcuterie area, grabs some stuff, throws it in the little frying pan she got.
Mixed one up for you, made it right there.
It's on my IG. Video is amazing. But I got to give this show, because I was able to meet Chef Nick, and he made this all happen. And he's like, he does a lot of Pedro Martinez events. And, and so
you met him because of this show, because he's a listener?
He's a listener. And then I was able to get to, you know, got an invite to Pedro's event.
Very nice.
And so she was able to meet her, like, one of the idols. And we're big Food Network fans. Like, we watch all those shows. And it was Ty was at the event. I know we reached out to you, but you were busy. You were
I had a previously scheduled dinner. I appreciate Ty. I mean, really no notice.
Like, it's kind of
Ty
Locke
called me at 5:30 and said, you didn't call me.
No, Ty.
You didn't tell me anything about it.
No. Ty was the one who hit you up.
No, you didn't, though.
No, I know I didn't. That's what I'm saying.
Just to be clear.
Yeah, no.
Because, you know, you and I are supposed to be buds.
We are buds.
Or whatever it is you say.
Yeah, we are.
I have to expect that Ty Locke's going to call and invite me to anything. You didn't invite me.
Invite me to your dinner last night.
My dinner was with Brees and his buddies. Yeah, you're welcome to come if you want at any point.
At least you got a phone call.
We do rotating credit cards, so you would have been up last night.
Okay, well, don't invite me to that one. But no, I just got to give a lot of props to the show and everything.
Very nice.
And but the one thing I noticed about being in the city, that's the thing. Uh-huh. It's an adjustment. You get last minute invites.
That's true. Yes, that is
so
true.
It's kind of like
a problem.
Yeah, it is a major.
You have a very busy social calendar is what you're saying now that you're City Wiggy.
Well, it's not even that, but it's a lot of stuff is last minute.
It is last minute. You know, it really is. Is that a problem for you? Or
no, it's not a problem, but I'm just sometimes you're like, oh, damn, I'd love to, but if you would have gave me like a day or two.
A little bit of notice.
Yeah, it is what it is.
Very busy. Very, very busy. You are a former Super Bowl champion, actually.
That I am.
All right. Thank you, Mr. Wiggins.
You got it.
We are going to get, you know what? I'll do my lead when we come back, and then we'll get to They Said It as well. And we will be joined at 7:30 this morning by Patriots linebacker Jelani Tavai on a Patriots Friday on a Thursday here at WEEI.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.